word avidya is very significant. Avidya means forgetfulness of one's identity. Every one of us is a spirit soul, but we have forgotten. We think, I am this body. This is called avidya. Saṃsaya granthi means doubtfulness. The knot of doubtfulness is tied when the soul identifies with the material world. That knot is also called ahankar, the junction of matter and spirit. By proper knowledge received from the scriptures in disciplic succession and by proper application of that knowledge, one can free himself from this binding combination of matter and spirit. Brahma assures Devahuti that her son will enlighten her, and after enlightening her, he will travel all over the world, distributing the same system of Sankhya philosophy. The word samsaya means doubtful knowledge, speculative and pseudo yogic knowledge is all doubtful. At the present moment, the so-called yoga system is prosecuted on the understanding that by agitation of the different stations of the bodily construction, one can find that he is God. The mental speculators think similarly, but they are all doubtful. Real knowledge is expounded in Bhagavad Gita. Just become Krishna conscious. Just worship Krishna and become a devotee of Krishna. That is real knowledge. And anyone who follows this system becomes perfect without a doubt. It's a very practical verse spoken by Lord Brahma to Mother Devahuti. So just before Brahma, he told Kardama Muni that actually you have followed Lord's instruction carefully, therefore you will meet with success. Similarly now, he is telling Devahuti that, my dear daughter, the boy who is in your womb, he is actually Supreme Personality of Godhead. You should know this. And soon after he will take birth, he will instruct you about the science of Krishna consciousness. And by getting instructions from your son, who is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you will become free from the entanglement. Means your ignorance will be dissipated. And that's how he will also help you to achieve the perfection. And then he will travel around the world. So Prabhupada, while commenting on this verse, he begins with this word. In this verse, second line says, avidya saṃsaya granthim. Avidya. Prabhupada says, here the word avidya is very significant. Avidya means forgetfulness of one's identity. What is the identity? Mahaprabhu says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jivir Swarupa Krishna Nitya Das. We know this. This is a very common philosophy, common verse we have been hearing many times. So, this is knowledge actually. And in the previous verse, yesterday we are discussing Jnana Vijnana Yogena. Yoga means your process. When one follows the process of jnana and vijnana, knowledge and application of the same, then what happens? Avidya samsaya granthi chitva. he will cut through the knot of ignorance, which is called avidya. But that knowledge sometimes is misunderstood. Like here, Prabhupada, he is explaining the term avidya sanshaya granthi. Sanshaya means doubtfulness, or doubtful knowledge. In Gita, Krishna says, samsaya atma vinasyati. Who is doubtful person, he will not get the true knowledge. That's why he will be finished. Vinasyati. He will not meet with the success. So then, when it comes to cultivating knowledge, vidya and avidya, right? So, is it so that we just focus on vidya? There is no need of understanding about avidya? What do you think? You just hear all good thing, then when you meet with the evil, you don't know how to deal with it. Right? So that's why Upanishad says, vidyam cha vidyam cha jastad vedo hayam sa. Avidyam rittam tritta vidyam tamashnade. So when you have the knowledge of both vidya and avidya, then you are qualified to transcend this world. Because you know this avidya is not nowhere going to help you. And then you give up this world. You give up your attachment to these temporary things in this world. For example, different people, they get knowledge in the mood of either goodness, passion, or ignorance. But the knowledge what we are talking about in this connection is transcendental. It's not part of this goodness, passion, or ignorance. Because if somebody is knowledgeable in the mood of goodness, he is not able to free himself from the binding of this world. He is still entangled. Right? Krishna says, Sukha sangena badnati jnana sangena chanaga. In the mood of goodness, when he feels what? Satisfaction and happiness. That also binds him. So in that way, so this knowledge, and here Brahma is saying, your son is Supreme Lord, he is going to instruct you, and you will be able to cut this knot, this avidya granthi, the knot between the matter and spirit. But the question comes that, we don't have the Supreme Lord in our home, right? How many of us have the son, Supreme Lord, in our house? None of us. So who is going to instruct us? How do we get the knowledge? What is the source of knowledge for us? Yes, that's why Prabhupada, he has given the Bhaktivedanta purport to this Bhagavad Gita. And many of us, we feel very proud of coming across these Bhaktivedanta purports. Because, for example, we can quote one verse. In this connection, this jnana sanchinna chetasaha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Choga sanyasta karmanam jnana sanchinna chetasaha. If you see Prabhupada's translation, the way he translates, it's completely different from any other translation you can find in this world. This is called Acharya. One who is engaged in devotional service, what is doing? Yoga sanyasta karmanam. He is not attached to the fruits of activities. Sanyasta. And jnana sanchinna chetasa. He has accepted the knowledge, the path of the knowledge by which he is able to get the exit. Sanchinna. Bandhana. Bandhana is getting eradicated. So this is the knowledge which we devotees discuss in our Krishna conscious practice is actually bhakti. That is not the knowledge which is going to create doubts in us. Because we have received this knowledge through the disciplic succession. That's why Prabhupada is saying, it's a very important point. He is making a comment, he's saying, tell you that. He said, no, disciplic succession. Anyway, I am not able to see it right now here. Where? Yes, it says, by proper knowledge received from the scriptures in disciplic succession and by proper application of that knowledge. So, we receive this knowledge of scripture. There are scriptures available in the world, right? You can go to the market, you can buy any book you want. You know, there are so many editions of Upanishads, in Veda also. There are not many editions of Bhagavatam, but Bhagavad Gita. And people are still confused. They don't get to the right understanding. Because everybody is trying to dig their own brain to give a purport what they feel is Krishna speaking about. Krishna is not speaking about what you think. Krishna is speaking about what you want to speak, which is beneficial for you. So that's a problem for the people. So not that everybody can buy a book from the bookstall and understand what Krishna wants us to do. Therefore, the knowledge of the scripture should be received through the disciplic succession. Means, many times Prabhupada used to say, you cannot understand my Guru Maharaj's book. Don't just read his books. Right? Why? Because he has heard from his Guru, he understands his Guru's mood, and when he explains, then we can understand it. If we are independently studying, we will be confused. Even to the point of Prabhupada's purport also sometimes, many devotees, they sometimes don't understand everything. Right? So we have to hear from who has heard from him. Either through his purport or his direct disciples. So that is how they have been speaking what Prabhupada had been instructing them. We listen to them, we learn from them, then we repeat the same thing. We don't have to create our own philosophy. Then the knowledge transmission is happening in a very systematic and genuine manner. Otherwise there is every possibility of adulterating the knowledge. And as we said, our knowledge is actually bhakti. That's why I made a point that not many of us, not all, actually none of us, have the Son who is the Supreme Lord. So how to get the knowledge? Who is going to instruct us? Very simple. Our Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur, he has he has written one song called Dushta Man Tumi Kishir Vaishnav. All of us quite familiar with this song, right? He says, Prabhu Sanatane Parama Jatane Sikhya Dilajai Chinta Seishava. How to get the knowledge? Knowledge is coming through parampara. When you connect with parampara, you get the knowledge. Prabhupada says, we are Rupanuga. So here also Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur says, Prabhu Sanatane Parama Jatane. Lord Chaitanya has instructed Sanatana Goswami very carefully. And therefore, you must listen to him. The narrations, the process of devotional service which have been instructed to us by Rupa and Sanatana. And then what happens? Automatically you become knowledgeable. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also writes in one of his songs, here we are talking about jnana. Jnana and karma both has to be kind of discussed simultaneously, because in Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, here this Kapila means Sankhya philosophy, right? He is speaking about Sankhya. Prabhupada writes, he will travel all over the world distributing the system of Sankhya philosophy. This is different from that atheistic Kapila. So this Sankhya philosophy,
This jnana, Sankhya is also sometimes described as jnana. So that jnana is different from the yoga. Actually, when you have true understanding, then there is no difference between Sankhya and yoga. Jat Sankhya prapyate sthanam tat yoga api gamyate. The destination attained by Sankhya can also be attained by yoga. Here knowledge factor is very, very crucial. That means one who is practicing Sankhya, if he has not understood what is the goal of Sankhya, similarly one who is practicing yoga, here yoga means Nishkama Karma Yoga. One who is engaged in performing some activities in the world, if he is devoid of the proper knowledge, then that knowledge is also not helping him to reach the goal. Therefore, Krishna is saying, just Sankhya Prapyate Sthananta Yoga Irapi Gamyate. There is no difference actually, whether you practice Sankhya or Yoga. That means there is bhakti in it, component of bhakti. So here, in Bhaktivinoda Thakur Sangha, he differentiates that there is a difference between the knowledge which is actually going to help you to attain the perfection, and there is a knowledge who acts as a cheater. He says, Jnana karma thagadui more pratariyaloi avasese phele sindhu jale. This jnana and karma, they can act as cheaters. In this connection, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is saying, this jnana and karma, they are the two cheaters. And what they are doing? Mare pratariyaloi. They have been misguiding me. So what kind of jnana and what kind of karma is misguiding me? That we need to know. And avasese phele sindhu jale. They bring me near the shiso and pushes me into this, you know, ocean of material existence. Jnana karma. So, yesterday we were discussing, the devotee asked this question, then I referred to Prabhupada's, you know, Bhagavad Gita. We perform karma. As long as we stay in this world, especially, you know, here, nobody can survive. And sometimes both has to work, right? In many families. What to do? It's a very, very, very critical place. So when we are working hard, we are working in a company, maybe, you know, doctor, engineer, whatever, or I have my own business, I have to go to work. What is the connection that I am working, I am totally engaged in some mundane activity, at the same time I am practicing Krishna consciousness, I am devotee of the Lord. I don't find the link here. Prabhupada says, chant, read my books, every day morning time I wake up, I have to rush to the work, and going to the work, there is so much work, you know, pressure, then I come back home being disturbed. Again, I am not able to kind of chant my rounds. I am thinking of how to cope up with the next day work. It's very difficult. Right? It's like a ghost. Work in form of, you know, ghost in form of work is hunting us all the time. Yes. That's a ghost. So Prabhupada says, very simple thing, he is saying, if you read that verse, Matchitta sarva durgaani mat prasadat tarishyasi. Mat prasadat tarishyasi. So, in all our activities, Prabhupada translates, he says, in all our activities, we need to connect ourselves with Krishna. And then the purport, he says, that I am engaged in this activity under the instructions of Krishna, Hrishikesh. Okay? This is a very unique instruction, I would say also practical instruction for us. That you are engaged in working for a company as a computer engineer, And you are thinking, I am engaged here by the order of Krishna, I am doing this service. What is the import? Very simple thing. We know our prime duty is we are servant of Krishna. We don't have any other engagement. So then whatever earning I am getting from this company, that I am going to utilize to take care of the Vaishnava is who he has assigned to me. That means you are thinking, these children, my father or whoever is there, dependent on your income, they are actually sent to you by Krishna. Actually Krishna is protector. He is maintainer. He is maintaining them. But, I am his servant and he has assigned me this responsibility. Okay, you take care of these people, these members. Right? Very simple. Then when you are working, you are not going to overwork, or we are not going to become so greedy. This much is necessary to keep them Krishna conscious. That's it. I don't have to work very hard. Because this is going to serve the purpose. This is knowledge. This is jnana. On the other hand, if you have the jnana, now I am I'm the best in my university, and I have been placed in the best company, and I have got the best position, I know how to squeeze these, 100 workers who are working under me to get so much profit for the company. Then that becomes like a ghost is going to hunt you, make your life miserable. That is called thaga, that jnana, that karma is thaga. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, ehana samaye bandhu tumi krishna kripa sindhu. She's saying, under such circumstance, actually I have realized, my dear Krishna, you are actually kripa sindhu. You are the savior of the whole world. The ocean of mercy. And he's saying, kripa kari tolo more bole. He's coming to the Lord and he's submitting his request. My dear Lord, I have been fallen in this ocean of material existence, in this nisayans. So please pick me up. And after that, he's making a very wonderful statement. He's saying, patito kinkare dhari pada padma dhuli kari deho bhakti vinoda ashray. When you pray to the Lord, what is the mood we need to cultivate? Here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the devotee, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying to the Supreme Lord, is saying, I am your fallen servant. I know in my constitution I am your servant. But because I have been serving my desire for many, many lifetimes, that's how I have been fallen in this nisayans. So you have the power. Now I don't have power. See, we are discussing about jnana. No? What that knowledge? My dear sir, this is the knowledge. Yes. You know how to pray to Krishna. Right? When you are praying, you say, tesam eva anukampartham aham ajnana jamtam nasayami atma bhavastha jnana deepena bhashyata. When you come before him and you are praying him, do you think he is just standing there, a statue? No. Pratimanah tumi sakshat Brajendra Nandan. He is Brajendra Nandan. Every morning, you are singing this Jasumati Nandana, Brajavara Nagara. Krishna has so many wonderful dealings with his devotees in Vrindavan. And then, again, I am discussing the context of that jnana, which is going to cut this knot. Rupa Goswami explains in Nectar of Devotion, he says that Srabanot Kirtana Dini Vaidhi Bhakti Uditanitu. In the section of Vaidhi Bhakti, already I have explained, Rupa Goswami is saying, this is from Nectar of Devotion. He is saying, Shravanot Kirtanadini. In Sadhan Bhakti section, I have instructed you what you should practice. Therefore, no, the system what Prabhupada has instituted in ISKCON is unique, that you realize when you read this Nectar of Devotion by Bhakti, you know, by Rupa Goswami. Why many devotees get confused after going to Vrindavan? Why do they find, oh, they feel, now I need to go and take instructions from a Babaji, then only I can know Radharas. Then I can become a Rasika Bhakta. No, you cannot become Rasika Bhakta just by going to somebody like that. That's why we are bringing this to attention. Shravanot Kirtanadini Vaidhi Bhakti Uditanito. That have been explained in the Vaidhi Bhakti section, the Shravanam Kirtan. Okay, now let us understand. What is this Shravanam Kirtan? You tell me. What is Shravanam Kirtan? We have been instructed. Very simple. Every morning he is saying, you come to Mangalarti. Okay, first you wake up, you take bath, then after you clean yourself, put tilak, dress up yourself, then come before the deity and you chant. First prayer is Guru Vastakam prayer. Right? We chant 8 prayers there. There is a 9th one also. Right? What is that 9th one? Saying that etod gururastakameta nuchai brahma muhurte prathati prayatnat soeva vrindavananatha sakshat sanchonu eva anusantateva. Very powerful statement. How did it start? Every morning you come and you recite this prayer. Brahma muhurte prathati prayatnat. In the Brahma muhurta time, with careful attention, anyone who recites this prayer, so eva Vrindavananatha sakshat, he will get sakshat Vrindavananath. Wow! Can you imagine sakshat means? Just Krishna in Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Soyo Vrindavanana Sakshat. So you will get his direct association. So this is your morning, this is your beginning. Right? Okay. Now, we chant. Chanting also is not part of this material world activity. This is transcendental activity. Okay. Now we are studying Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, what is Bhagavatam? We are interacting with Krishna directly. Krishna is in form of Bhagavatam. Okay. Now you tell me, how is it different from that is called Raganuga Bhakti? When you are morning time singing Tulsi prayer, what do you say? Ei Nivedana Dhara Sakhi Anugata Dhara. Have you understood the intensity of this prayer? Where there is no that bhakti, raga bhakti in your society. So the point is, when we meditate on the process, what we have been asked to follow, then we realize one day, oh, we have everything actually. Now I need to become more serious. So here he is saying, in Vaidhi Bhakti section, what have been said, those who are bigya. Bigya means wise people. They take up that process. And you are all of them bigya. Because Prabhupada actually made you bigya. Whether you are bigya or agya, doesn't matter. Bigya means wise person. You are already a bigya because you have taken the path of Rupa Goswami. So in that way, for us, even though we don't have a son in our home, who is Supreme Lord, but there is nothing to lament. We are always in profit. As long as we read Prabhupada's purports, we understand what is our daily routine, and we commit ourselves to this daily practice of sadhana bhakti, and rest is up to leave it to Krishna and Guru. And time will come, he will reveal everything. Time is very powerful. But we have to make the best use of the time. Right? A child is born, initially he is playing with his friends. Parents are very much cautious. He doesn't know that he has to study, he has to go to school. Then parents, they know, force him. He doesn't want to go. Then after some time, now I have to study. Now parents doesn't have to say anything. And if he is going to school, and then he enters into bad association, he wastes his time, after a few years he regrets. I made a mistake, I didn't do this. Now you see, my friends, they are in big position, they are earning so good money, they are having such a good life. I wasted my life. So we will also be regretting like this, right? This is the time. I have, full time. I need to better chant nicely. I need to read this. I need to understand this. If not, then Bardhakya khan bhakati vinod kandiya katarvati. During old age, I have not got the taste for chanting or reading, listening to Bhagavatam. Then there are complaints coming from the different parts of the body. I am so much disturbed. So this knowledge is actually going to qualify us how we can transcend the suffering conditions of life. That's what this Sankhya philosophy is all about. Kapil Dev is speaking. So when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, by following the commentaries, the purports given by the acharyas, and then we try to implement it, execute it in our own practice of Krishna consciousness, then we can see this knowledge is very tasteful. It is working. So we encourage all the devotees on regular basis, read Prabhupada's books, and on your own, or you have a team of devotees coming together, reading the purport, discussing, that will be very, very helpful for the progressive journey of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. One thing Mataji. I was thinking that why we are saying that we should be in the association of devotees discussing these books, Prabhupada's purports. If you do that, Krishna will help us to, actually he would ignite this knowledge in our heart. If you don't do that, he will also ignite a different type of knowledge. Like what happened to Duryodhana. Duryodhana was such a rascal. This guy, he said, Janami dharmam nachame pravrittin. Janami dharmam nachame nibritti. Very interesting statement. He said, I know what is dharma, but I don't have pravritti, I don't have inclination to execute this dharma. Janami adharmam, I know what is adharma, but nachame nibritti. I am not able to detach myself from adharma. So that means the process what Prabhupada has given, if we remain stick to this, then we will know dharma and we will be taking interest in that. And we know adharma, we will give up that. So that is why, this is very, very essential. Yes, Mataji, sorry. Go ahead. Oh, I see, next mic.
Thank you for a very nice class. Could you say more about how we can perform the Mangal Aarti in a way that's more conducive to going deeper and to enhancing our japa, which we do afterwards?
Actually, Mataji, like we know yajna. People perform yajna. People perform yajna, sacrifice. Okay. Some people they feel that when you kind of pandit is there, the brahmana is there, yajna kunda is there, all paraphernalia is there, he is chanting mantra, doing swaha, swaha. That is what is yajna. That is what people generally they understand. But when you say yajna, the day you are going to the graha vipra to find a suitable debt, the day you are going to the market to procure the ingredients for the sacrifice, these are all part of the sacrifice, part of the yajna. Yajna begins from there. So this sankirtan yajna, which you are participating every morning, it begins not only when you come and stand before the deity, that is the time your sankirtan yajna begins. Rather, I would take you to the previous day. Night time, when you go to sleep, you are thinking, actually, no, now it's 9 o'clock, means I have to sleep. Otherwise, I cannot wake up for Mangal Aarti tomorrow. If you are cultivating that, now actually your mood is getting ready for Mangal Aarti. And you know, this is Brahma Murtu time, I cannot afford to sleep as a devotee of the Lord. So this is my duty. Then you are preparing to kind of take up all your work very quickly and go to sleep. Take good rest. 3:30, automatically you will wake up. If sometimes you are kind of working late night, then you force yourself. You put a, what do we say, alarm, right? Clock. And that day may be a little difficult. Sometimes that kind of austerity is required. This is Mangal Aarti, Mataji. Yes, this is part of Mangal Aarti. And then, when you come before Krishna morning time, you feel very pressed. And while chanting, you understand the meaning of what you are chanting. Like you see, why in this part of the world, after Guru Puja, every temple, they read the translation, decide the translation, right? Before chanting Tulsi prayer, they recite the translation. For Bengali people, it is quite easy, because these are all Bengali thing. In Bengali language, the very song itself revealing the meaning to them. So they're meditating, they understand it. So Prabhupada instructed us, see how he has scientifically given the system to follow. If you kind of meditate on it, then you understand, wow, this is where he is coming from. Why he told that you chant first Tulsi prayer, meaning of the prayer, before you start chanting? Because you don't know Bangla. When you don't know Bangla, what I am singing, I don't know. So better I understand what I am speaking, singing. Better I understand what I am praying to him. From your mouth, ecstatic prema manifests. Wow. Prema bhakti jaha haite and abhidya binasa jate. So that is why when we are singing, also we need to, Sanskrit prayer, this Guru Vastakam prayer, we have not instituted that system because there's a time factor here. That if every morning after Mangal Aarti, Sangsa Dhavanal, we have to sit and chant. Prabhupada had not done that because time is a problem also. So it is individuals to take that responsibility to read the meaning of those translations. I mean, to read these translations. Then you will be more focused. And also, another way I would say, like every Guru Maharaj, they instruct their disciples. So what your Guru Maharaj instructions are, you, on that regard, you also kind of meditate on that. Very simple. And every day just try to bring your body before Krishna. That's it.
Yes, Prabhupada. Thank you. Very nice explanation. I thought, I don't know if I'm wrong by saying this, but I think I understood the question also, or maybe I can add something extra. Mm. In Mongolarti, you know, the more goodness, sometimes we come to meditate and create a mood. You know, Krishna is a person. And you're not just going to come here and get the bumpers, the mirdanga, too loud in such a way that that meditation can also break away. So devotees, they have different moods. Of course, we have to respect that. But we have to be aware also, this is my opinion. We have to be aware that, you know, Krishna is a person. We're not trying to wake up Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna. You know the story of Kumbhakarna and the Ramayana. So the mood should be sweet and nice. And yes, somebody can argue and say, well, we are very fired up, we're, you know. But actually, the more passion can enter in, the more goodness too. And that meditation can be broken away too. So just, you know, to see that there is a mood. And, you know, the morning, soft, nice, as the day is going on, then it's differently. So just maybe I thought, I don't know if you understood that part. I just wanted to add that extra thing.
Thank you. Dorada Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. I was just thinking that in ISKCON today, more so than when Srila Prabhupada was here, there is a lot of information which is available via the internet. There is a lot of information via online courses in ISKCON, outside ISKCON. And there's many books which you go to Lohi Bazaar, you can buy practically any book you can possibly imagine. So generally, due to that, even within ISKCON, there's an infiltration of different definitions which devotees will give to words, like karma, jnana, bhakti, sankhya. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he emphasized this agyaruti and bidvaruti. In this this agyaruti, which is like the conventional meaning of a word, and vidvaruti, which is the transcendental meaning of the word. So my concern is that in ISKCON, if there's so many ideas coming into it, that vidvaruti, that transcendental meaning which Srila Prabhupada has given to a word such as karma, the transcendental meaning which Srila Prabhupada has given to sankhya, those meanings can enter into a mundane conception and the principles of pure devotional service can be obstructed. So I was wondering, how are you at Mayapur Institute kind of dealing with this phenomenon of dealing with the many different ideas which are coming into ISKCON and keeping devotees maintaining proper allegiance to Srila Prabhupada?
You see, the explanations are already given by the acharyas, which is repeated by Srila Prabhupada. Like yesterday, Srimad Bhakti Vikas Maharaj, he said, sometimes it becomes quite difficult to translate a Sanskrit word to English. Actually, there is no translation available. But what happens? You can explain it, which is quite close to it. Therefore, sometimes same, you know, topic or same subject is explained by different devotees in a different way. This is what you find. This is the kind of thing. But if you read from Sanskrit, everything becomes very clear. Mula. So, for that, I would say it requires more understanding and reading of the previous, you know, acharyas, like for example our current gurus, when they are explaining, how they are explaining that, in what context. If it is not clear to me, then I need to ask question to them in that context. They will clarify it. Otherwise, what happens, they are translating Sanskrit to English. So when they are translating from Sanskrit to English, if I am getting confused, then that means I need more explanation, which will bring me closer to understand the original Sanskrit meaning. That we have to do. Otherwise, just by giving some kind of flowery words, some poetic explanation, it may not be bringing me there. What is the use? Like you see, Prabhupada has used very simple English, right? Very simple English. But this simple English is very, very tasteful. Anyone can read it, anybody can understand it, and they can commit to Krishna consciousness. This is the proof we have seen. So not a question of what kind of words, what kind of sentence formation you have, capacity you have. Rather, we are able to understand the concept which is being translated from the original Sanskrit. That requires some understanding. Nowadays, everything is available in internet. You see, like one Sanskrit word has got multifold meaning. Right? Now, in this particular context, this word is used for what? Like yesterday, Maharaj Singh, he gave the example of jata. Jata means like matted hair. But here not the jata, the root of the karma root, that have been defined as jata. So if you kind of, you know, just by knowing the Sanskrit also you will not know. But in what context it is being said here, used, we need to understand that. For which you require some expert guidance. And the person who is speaking also, he also need to hear from his authority so that he is not misinterpreting the, you know, meaning. If people just go to internet, they go to Louis Bazaar to buy some books, they are prone to be misled. We have Bhakti Shastri, we are doing, so many devotees are coming, studying, so many qualified teachers are teaching. So you came also, you know. So come there to do Bhakti Vaibhav. And those who have not done Bhakti Shastri yet, you can sign up for Mayapur Institute Bhakti Shastri program. Online, on-site, we are having here also. Sign up. Read. Then your doubts will be cleared. You will not be misguided. You will not be confused. That's what Prabhupada Dhrimas wanted, no? He said, Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Sarvabhauma, everybody should read. Devotee listening online? There are devotees listening to this class online?
Yes, 4060.
4060?
Yes, 4060.
Okay, dear devotees, our online listeners, please sign up for Mayapur Institute Bhakti Shastri course. He is asking how to differentiate which is the authentic knowledge. You will get authentic knowledge in Mayapur. We are selling the right product. So I am here, representative of Mayapur Institute, bringing to your attention. You have to read actually. You have to study under the guidance. Every acharya, they have spent good amount of time before they embarked in their mission. Which acharya didn't study, you tell me. Tell me one acharya. Every acharya, they have spent good amount of time. I mean, after, you know, when our Srinivasa Acharya, then Shyamananda Prabhu and Narottam Das Thakur, they also came, they studied under Jiva Goswami, right? After that they went out. So now, in ISKCON also we need to institute this, you know, study program, so that everybody feels that now we have to study, we have to study. Then this agyan will be eradicated. Okay, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki.
His Grace Padmanaya Prabhu ki.
Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki. Gaura Premanande. Hare Krishna, thank you, Mataji. Yes, yes.
Yeah, what was that?
You go to Mayapur Institute website. You want to do on-site or online?
Outside.
On-site?
Who's outside?
No, no. On site or online? On site means you want to come to Mayapur to do there.
How long does it take? When
it's 3.5 months.
What, 2.5 months?
3.5.
3.5 months.
Okay. You should come because you see, it's like no one time investment in your life.
Of course.
Just 3.5 months coming to Mayapur Dham, staying there, and also we have gender separate class. We what have ladies teaching to the ladies. So in that you will have a kind of a more you know, far out experience.
Okay.
Come there.
Thank you. I enjoyed the class.
Oh, okay. It is okay?